to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
Mwahahahaha. Happy Halloween, all you bloomers. I am Alexa, and with me is my super scary co-host, Ambi.
Hey, everybody. Very. I can't even. Wait, hold on. I could do that. Let's do that again. Hello, everyone.
Is that your scary that voice?
That's my scary voice. Yeah.
That was like not, that didn't even sound any different.
No, damn it.
No. Like, hello, everyone. but nice try. And yeah, happy Halloween. It feels like, I just remember being little and like this day being so exciting for me. I don't know about you, Ambi.
Really? I was terrified of Halloween. Oh my gosh, I hated it so much.
Well, that's funny because like I think I was like a little kid wanting to be able to like believe in mystical, magical things but seeing no evidence of it, and you were a little kid who was seeing so much evidence of it and just wanting it to stop probably.
That's true. That is definitely true. Yeah. That's funny.
How are you doing otherwise?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited about Halloween, excited about taking my kids trick-or-treating and all the fun that comes with that.
What are they going to be?
Bryn, my daughter, is going to be a hot dog.
Oh my God, that's epic.
And my little three-year-old is going to be a Ninja Turtle.
My favorite. That's the best.
Really? And then my 14-year-old, technically in where we live, he's not allowed to trick-or-treat, but he's going to help his siblings trick-or-treat, which you're allowed to do. And he's going to be one of the doctors that used to, cure people of like pox, smallpox, I think it was. So they would wear like those masks with like the really pointy noses. And they would put flowers in their masks. Have you heard of this?
No, I've never heard
of this. Oh my God, it's terrifying. It's so scary. So essentially what they would do is they would wear like coats, right? Like black coats.
Yeah.
And they would have to like either work on people that had this or work on people or move the bodies from when they were trying to get rid of it. And what they would do is they would put flowers in the pointy end of the nose of the mask. And the nose is like very, very long. And it's just like no face and this long nose, right? This mask they would wear.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought by putting the flowers in there, it would prevent them from breathing in the disease, which obviously they were wrong. So anyway, but that's what my son is going to be. He wanted to do like carry a lantern with like dry ice in it. And I was like,
Riley,
like, you're getting a little crazy with this costume. You get the mask and a trench coat. Like,
I think
chill.
He's just crazy enough, Ambi. I think we need more creative minds like Riley.
I know. When he explained to me what he wanted to be, I was like, that's really like very intelligent costume. Like, that's a really smart costume. So
this is why my partner and your son get along so well, because that's
that
exactly
is
something
why
my partner would do. He loves like science and stuff like that. Well, that's cool, man. I wish I was going trick-or-treating. I live in a building where there's tons of kids and you can technically sign up to like have them come, but my dog goes absolutely bananas and I feel like I don't want like her to go crazy. So, and I also have an EFT session tonight. So maybe
that
no,
sense.
Yeah, no trick or treating for me, but I can't wait to hear how it goes for the kids and you.
So today, so freaking excited, is part two of our Atlantis mini-series. And we got such a great response from the first episode, as I imagined, because I know this really strikes a chord with so many of you. People were just like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. I'm obsessed with Atlantis. And I know I had a past life there and I have dreams about it. And I've had an experience like with a psychic where they told me all about my lives there. We have some like interesting stories to share. So, but before we get to that, let's thank our beautiful, wonderful Patreon patrons, Tiffany Polito, Tammy Lip, Sheena Bone, Paige Long, Mimi of Niner, Melanie Larson, Mariah Atkinson, Mandy Ford, Lisa Perez, Kim Bartel, Jamie McMahon, Jamie Edwards, Cheyenne Carroll, and Charm City Foster Mama on Instagram. I'm going to like make some sort of a rap song with these names or something. So again, then I'll just keep adding on as we go.
I like that. Yeah.
Because it feels like I'm getting faster and faster and I'm going to like get some sort of a flow going here. if you haven't signed up to be one of our Patreon patrons, go check it out. We really like, we're going to explore different options with this this platform soon. And the next channeling with John, which is what most of our Patreon patrons, that's the tier that they're in, is going to be in just a couple of weeks. So if you want to get in on that channeling with Ambie while she channels John so you can ask him whatever questions you want, then make sure you get in on that Patreon tier. And the link to our Patreon page is in our show notes. So you can check it out there. Ambie, you have a review for us.
I do. Title is Look Forward to This by Kimmy BT. Alexa and Ambie are great inspiration for the change and shift happening on Earth. I look forward to each new episode and the soul-inspiring inner spark that I feel each time I listen. Every episode brings me closer to my purpose. I can't help but talk about them with friends and family, even if they aren't ready to hear. Thanks for thanks for your inspiring bravery and for making the world a better place one episode at a time. Aw, thanks, Kimmy. That's nice. I appreciate you.
That's so nice. And that's so nice that you're talking about us to other people. If that's one thing like we'd love to ask you guys, because you know, it is really amazing to be able to share this with people who typically you'd want to share it with someone who might be ready for it or is ready for it. But you know, sometimes you never know. Some maybe you might feel inspired to share with someone who has never expressed interest in this, but maybe they're looking for it. So definitely share this with people that you know would benefit from it, or who are looking for more resources of like transforming themselves and their lives. We would really appreciate it, and just loving how much this community is growing. And also, while we're at it, this is just popping into my mind. If you're listening to this podcast and you found this podcast in a way that was not through Positive Head, the other podcast that I host on, let us know. Like literally shoot us an email or shoot us a Facebook message or an Instagram message and just let us know how you found us that was not in that way, because I'm really curious.
Yeah, so that way we can keep track of like what we're doing right. You know what I mean? And build off of that. Like there's method behind our madness.
Yes, there is a reason for this. Okay, cool. So we got that taken care of. Now, so back to Atlantis. So this – Ambie and I were wondering, you know, well, who should we channel or who should we contact? What spirit, what being, what entity should we contact that has authority on Atlantis? And this morning it came to me, Thoth is the one that popped into my head. And Thoth is an Egyptian god. He is the one, if you see him, you'll recognize him. He has a bird head. He looks like a god on the bottom, like a regular man on the bottom, but on the top, his head looks like a crane, like a bird head with like a very long nose, kind of like Ambie's son's costume.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Can we attach a picture to the show notes or no?
I don't think you could put pictures in there, but maybe I could put like a link to like who he is. I'll find like some article and put a link in there about like who he is. But yeah, you guys probably have all seen him, just not known that it's him. But there's also like a lot of – he's big in spirituality. There's the Thoth Emerald Tablets, like, book that's, like, a pretty big book where someone channeled Thoth to get this, like, information. And anyway, so he popped into my mind. Ambi said cool. So the thing is that he supposedly was, like, a god of Atlantis. Like, he originated in Atlantis, and then he broke off after Atlantis was destroyed, and he went on to be, like, a god of Egypt, essentially. So let's see if we can connect to him and see what information we can get on Atlantis.
All right. So I just want to point out that there is someone here, but it's like I hear like a really deep booming voice.
Mm.
Like super whatchamacallit, dominant, and very much like this person. Everybody listens very, very quickly to this person. It'd be really cool if, like, I could channel this person and you guys could hear that deep voice. But I just don't think that that's, like, right. Like, I'm not 100% comfortable with, like, an Egyptian god jumping into my body. I just want to throw that out there all to good. Everyone. So, so we're just going to do it like this. So essentially what I do see though are a lot of females, a lot of feminine energy, and a lot of like comforting. They're taking care of things. They're picking things. They're sitting on the grass and picking things up and putting them in a basket. It feels like they're collecting something. And it's like a community at work. So it's not just the females that do this, but it's everyone. Okay. And then it also feels like there are different entities there that have no gender. Do you understand that? Have you heard of that about Atlantis?
I haven't heard that specifically, but I can imagine that. Like, just I was hearing something today of like, okay, no, I haven't heard that specifically, but it's not like extremely surprising. That's interesting. Okay.
What else?
So is this Thoth, this booming Egyptian god? Like, is that?
I would assume so, because I have like, I don't know who else this would be. And then also it's like the imagery that I'm seeing, it feels very much, different. Nothing like I've ever seen or felt before. It's very different. Okay. It's like, yeah. So the reason I'm laughing is because I see like I don't know if you guys have ever seen the Atlantis water park, but like that's the imagery that I'm being shown right now. And I'm like, okay.
In the Bahamas?
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So this is where we're talking about. Okay. Okay. Cool. So, okay. So, but yeah, he's very dominant, and it's very much like a very dominant personality. Like he's the authoritative one about this, which would make sense based on what you said. Go Great. Ahead. Let's ask questions. Let's see what
okay.
happens.
Okay. So, Thoth, can you elaborate on what Atlantis was? Let's start there. What was Atlantis?
It was like a starting point. It was like a seed sprouting, and it was more of a experiment than anything else like it.
What kind of experiment?
Seeing how much we all, he said, and when he said we all, I asked him in my head, I said, we meaning humans or like all the entities? And he said, we all the entities. So we all expressing how much creativity we could have and expressing how much we could take on, how much we could manifest and create, and then how we would mold that and shape that to not only our benefit, but all benefit.
Mm. Okay. And how did that manifest at the time?
He's showing me an image of like something sprouting from the ground. And then an idea, and then it was passed down to another person and another person. So it was taught by many people. But it's like this, it looks like a flower, but in the middle of the flower, it's a crystal. Do you understand that?
Well, crystal energy was like that, from my understanding, crystal energy was what Atlantis was like centered around.
It's in the shape of a,
lotus.
No. No, I'm talking about the crystal.
Oh.
It's a different color than I imagined it being from what he's showing me. It's like a, deep, it's not an amethyst, but it's like a deep purple, but it's not an amethyst.
Okay.
And it's shaped like a quartz. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense to me. Yeah.
Okay. So what was the question? What was the question again?
Well, let's just go. I actually don't remember. Let's just go off the crystal thing, though. So what was the significance of crystals and crystal energy in Atlantis?
Okay. Okay. So that's that's crazy interesting. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. So essentially, crystals are the source of everything. Crystals are the source of all. And that he also says that crystals are the ones that teach. They're the entities that have been on this planet as long as it has existed, and they're the ones that teach.
Teach what?
How to harness the energy, how to mold matter, how to manipulate it, and then how to also the love, how to unwind, it sounds like. Unwind or unwilling, something along those lines, just like, but he's showing me like hands out, just like relax almost. It feels like just to be. And then and how to exfoliate and become new. So how to turn into new, and it's showing like a transformation. It's almost like a crystal turning into something else. It's
like
very
a coal, like a coal turning into a diamond.
Yes, like that kind of transformation, like taking off your shell, turning into something else.
Okay. And how were crystals used in Atlantis? That, like, in a way, were crystals being used in Atlantis in a way they're not being used today?
Yes.
How?
They were teachers.
Okay.
They were sources of love. They were sources of energy. They were sources of trust. And what he's saying now is that we cast them aside. We throw them away. We think of them as little pieces of nothing, little pieces of rocks. And in actuality, they are much more powerful and much more wise. Like they have their, it feels like what's happening is these crystals are actually entities.
Mm-hmm.
And that these entities have their own wisdom and their own information to share with people. Not just people, but all beings.
Yeah, I've heard that before, especially about the Lemurian crystals. There was someone in my Burning Man camp who said he was gifted a Lemurian crystal, which is like a predecessor of Atlantis, essentially, Lemuria.
What does it look like?
I don't know what it looks like, but it was it was before Atlantis, if I'm correct. It was the community that like evolved into Atlantis, I think.
Okay.
But anyway, he said that he was gifted this Lemurian crystal and he put it on his forehead and just like rested with it, and that it started showing him and teaching him all of these things. Like it literally like showed him all, like he learned from it. He literally said that. And that it started decalcifying his pineal gland and he could feel it. Like he could feel everything it was doing. So how can we work better with crystals now? I mean, I have a quartz.
He's also saying there's no calcification in Atlantis. There was no calcification at the time.
Right.
There was nothing to block the information coming in.
Right. And so were people in Atlantis telepathic?
Yeah, but that's one small piece of what was going on in Atlantis.
Well, can
so because he's making
more?
It seem like, well, yeah, that's no big deal.
Okay, so tell us Yeah. So what was going on that was a big deal? Like, what would we be surprised to know was happening in Atlantis?
Surprised to know that he wants the love of the people to come through, because a lot of dark stories have come through about Atlantis, because he says if people could untap their power, it would be astronomical.
Untap? You mean tap into?
Tap into their power. But if they had unlimited power, then that was Atlantis. Unlimited power, unlimited potential, and not just in matter and twisting it around and creating. That's what he's showing me, like twisting it around. Not just that, but also in the ability to truly love each other. Unfiltered.
Oh,
love
wow.
each other.
So the power of Atlantis. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I don't know. Go ahead.
So what he's saying is the true power of Atlantis was like the magnitude of love.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. And with that magnitude of love, anything could happen. Like any, they could create anything.
So that was what the crystals were teaching them.
Okay.
And then just to allow, because crystals just allow what happens.
Okay.
And fully embrace in each love, each person for who they are, instead of trying to change them. That was the gift that they brought them. That was the gift the crystals taught them.
So I just have so many directions I want to go. I don't know where to go first. So, okay. So are we right now on a journey back to Atlantis?
He's laughing, so I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know we're very far from there. I'm just saying, like, is that what the goal is?
No.
Oh, okay.
The goal is Atlantis is done.
Okay.
Essentially. That's interesting. What the Earth needed to learn from Atlantis, she's taken away.
And what was that?
To allow people to be who they are, to allow that loving energy to come in, to enjoy the moment, relax in the moment. And then sometimes it actually hinders the evolutionary process of humans when gods interfere.
Okay, how did gods interfere?
So what he's showing is like them uncovering the crystals and them showing them how to use them in a proper way.
Okay. So this society, Atlantis, was very much in communication with higher beings and the divine and gods.
Like working side by side. He's showing me fingers crossing. So working side by side with each other. That's what that means to me.
Okay. So can you explain a little bit, first of all, where was Atlantis? Where on our current map was Atlantis?
Let me see. So he's showing, I hear the word Bermuda Triangle, and then I hear no. And then he's showing me like, okay, so geography is not my thing, but
okay.
He's showing me a map, and then I see the Bermuda Triangle, and it's an actual triangle, I think, for my own well-being.
Yeah.
And then it goes north and to the left.
Okay, so, hold on a second. Well, first map I pull up, it actually does have a triangle like there.
Up north. Okay. And then over to the left, away, I want to say, if you're looking straight at it where you see the triangle pointing north,
yeah.
It's over to the left.
Okay, hold on. I'm just looking real quick. And have people, because, you know, a lot of people have speculated about where this is. Are there people? Oh, that's not a good question. Hold on a second. I'm just looking at this real quick. Can you see evidence of Atlantis right now in some form?
Yes.
What evidence can you see?
There have been images. He's showing me images that have been dug up by, like, it looks like almost like submarines, right?
Okay.
And then there also have been a knowing. So he's showing me, like, the knowing that you feel, like he's just standing there and it looks like his heart's, like, lit up and his eyes are closed and it's just this knowing. But then also, he's showing me scientists that have come forward, but that were, or that have started to come forward, but then were called crazy. It feels like they were belittled and shamed.
Yeah. Well, we're all familiar with that. Well, I was watching some guy the other day talk about, he was showing this thing called like the Eye of the Sahara. No, it's like the Eye of, like, it's, I think it's off of Africa and it looks very similar. Is it on a piece of land? Like, it's under the ocean, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's under the ocean.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. 100% under the ocean. Okay. So, okay. So let's go back to what Atlantis was like. What were people doing there every day? Like what did people do?
He's saying something. He's speaking in a different language to me.
Okay.
I don't want to say it because I don't want to say it wrong, but I will. He keeps saying Lamar or
Lemuria.
Yeah, something like that. And then it sounds.
Oh. Is it the crystal?
The crystal Lemuria? What was the crystal's
name
then?
There's a crystal. It's not Lemuria. It's lemur or like no. It's no.
It sounds like Lamar, and then there's a Q in there. It sounds. Hold on, Lamar. It's like a incantation.
Okay, what does it mean?
Thank you. Thank you for that question. Jesus. Holy shit. Okay. The incantation is read to mortals to unleash the abilities they all possess. That is a direct quote of what he just said.
Okay. What's the incantation again? tell him to sound it out for you or say it phonetically.
Can you spell it, please?
Yeah. Can you use it in a sentence?
L-A-Q.
L-A-Q.
U-R-E.
U-R-E.
L-A-Q. Next word. He's breaking it down. I appreciate
L-A-Q-U-R-E.
It.
L-A-Q-U-R-E. Next word.
Next word. R E S.
Mm-hmm.
Next word.
Okay.
Fuck, what does that mean? Hold on. What's the C with a line over it? What does that mean? Or another Q with the line over it? Do you know what that means?
I don't know, but all different languages have like different.
Okay,
you know.
Okay, we're moving on. Okay, and then what's the next one? A R E, with a line over it.
So is the C? Do you say there's a C or a Q before that?
Which one? What?
You were like, what's the Q with a line over it?
Yeah, that's the first letter.
Okay, Q with a line over it, and then E with a line over it.
E is at the end.
With a line over it.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Okay.
And that's it. Three words.
Lacure, carré. Okay. Can he sound it out phonetically again or try?
Look, a liqueur, Caviosa. There's a it ends with an ah sound.
Rescara.
This literally takes me back to childhood reading in front of the crowd.
Sorry.
And like being
Rescara.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I'm ready for this because honestly, I feel like this, if we can't say it.
Okay, I know.
Be doing this.
Okay, it's well, why did he read that? Like, what? Where did I asked him what people are doing in Atlantis? Why did that come
maybe
up?
That's what they were doing. Let me ask him. He said, listen, pay attention.
Okay.
Okay. We're getting sidetracked. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
This is one way to unlock. This is one way to unlock the abilities. But there are more. And I feel like my third eye is like glowing.
Oh. That's freaking awesome.
And then it's like he touched it.
That's cool.
And then I'm aware of that. He's like, this doesn't make you any more special. I get that. Like, I'm not.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Sorry.
No, what did he say?
I just had, like, this whole thing, like, holy fuck, I'm talking to a god. And then, like, I just had, like, this whole situation. And he's like, you all speak to gods every day.
Mm.
And we touch you. And I was just like, okay, that's cool. And then I spoke out loud. But
I like that. So, okay, let's go back to Atlantis, though, for a second. So were there, like, flying cars there and stuff?
It doesn't look like the transportation that we currently know of.
So okay?
It was more of, like, people flying. It wasn't, like, transport. It wasn't, like a car, like a ship. It wasn't like that. It was like people. Like it, and then he's showing me like you're there and then you blink and you're somewhere else.
So teleportation.
Yeah. Like just that's how it works.
Just by
it
thought.
Wasn't. Yeah. By thought. It wasn't by. Yeah. Untapped power. And he's pointing to your head. Like untapped power in your mind.
So one of my friends messaged me after the first episode and was like, oh my God, I keep having these dreams. I've had these dreams multiple times where it feels like I'm in Atlantis when I have these dreams and I'm on some sort of a subway, but it's not a normal subway. It has green and blue glass all over it. And I know that I'm in another place. Like I know I'm in another time and dimension. And I was like, okay, I'll ask if there's some sort of subway system. I mean, even if you can.
It's not a subway system. It's
what is it?
A cleaning system.
A cleaning system.
It's like a cleaning your aura, your being, your fears, your anxieties, your any negative thoughts. It's cleaning it away. It's not. It's what we know to look like a subway system, which is where we have the association there. Mm. But it's not trying to get you from point A to point B. It's cleansing you.
So people in Atlantis would go there when they had a fear come up or any negative emotion and would get cleansed.
Right.
Wow. We need that now.
Yeah, we really do.
Let's start a business, Ambi, a freaking aura car wash.
Walk through.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay, that's really interesting. Well, Thoth, let me ask.
Hold on 1 second. Oh, okay. My dog's going crazy because he's outside. Yeah, God forbid he's outside on a beautiful day.
Thoth and Thor.
Yeah. No big deal. Hold on 1 second. Oh, my goodness sakes. I know, buddy. Who do we think we are letting you outside, huh? Hey, get over here. Thank you. Can you lock it again? Mom, can you lock it, please?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. God bless it. She thinks because I'm home, like I get to be with the kids, but that's not it. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, all good. Okay. So this is like a variant.
Wait, he just said, what a great distraction from the task. Yes.
What does that mean, Thor? Are you being like, or Thoth, are you being like passive aggressive or something?
No, it means, so what he's showing me is that the difference is we view children, partners, work, things like this as a distraction. But in Atlantis, it was different because they were integrated into this technology. They were integrated into how can I learn in each moment? What can I do in each moment? How can I express this? And they were melted into this. So there was always learning taking place. There was always growth taking place instead of us feeling like, oh, I have to do this before I can do this.
Yo, that's how I felt yesterday. Like, just interjection here and thought that I feel like this is what you're talking about. But yesterday I was in such a state of receiving like that I haven't been in so long. And part of me thinks it's from this CBD stuff that I got from Purium for my 40-day transformation. I've been using it. It's an appetite suppressant, but also it's supposed to help you calm you down. And I was using it a lot yesterday. And suddenly I just realized I was so calm and focused. And I felt suddenly like I didn't have, even though I had a long list of things that I should do for once, I wasn't like, oh no, I need to get here. I need to get there. I literally, anytime my mind would wander from the present moment, I literally heard, come back, come back, come back, be here, come back, be here. There's so much to appreciate right here, no matter what it is. And I feel like that's what you're saying. It's like we see these distractions as like, oh no, it's distracting me from what I need to get done. And it's like, no, it's all part of it. It's all part of the learning.
And essentially when I see that, I see like, did you feel like a calming over you yesterday?
Such a calming over me, like a blanket.
Like Mary Magdala energy.
Oh, like it could have been. I don't know what her.
Like that's
it felt very calm. Yes.
That's like the being that I was saw.
Oh, she was with me?
That's what Thra? I'm so sorry. I can't say your name.
Thra.
Thank you.
Thoth, that's what, no R.
Thra. That's what he was showing me.
Oh, that's all. Okay. Well, now that was very beautiful energy. Like I felt like I was in a beautiful state yesterday. So that's great. That's great to know. Thanks. I'll call on her more often. Okay. So back to Atlantis. So I'm curious, Thoth. I have felt connected so deeply to Atlantis since I cannot even remember. Like I don't know what it is, but I feel deeply, deeply connected to both Atlantis and Egypt. But like Atlantis has been a super fascination. And I want to know, were Ambi and I there and what roles did we play there?
So essentially, you were there. I was not.
Oh, no way. That's crazy because Ambi didn't know anything about Atlantis. And I was like, what? That's so weird. Okay.
And then that was – he's saying it's prior to – and then he's showing me like coming together. So I feel like that's prior before coming together.
Okay.
And then I'm seeing like this image of like Egypt – At the same time.
I feel right? So connected to Egypt. Okay, yes.
But then it's like a slave pulling something. It's not of great power or anything like that. It's just a commoner slave going through this experience.
Yep. I've always had
male slave.
What kind of slave?
A male slave.
A male slave. So wait, was I in Atlantis or was I in Egypt? Or was I in both, but why is Egypt coming up with Atlantis?
Did he create Egypt?
He did. He was a god of Egypt. Like he founded like the ancient city of Egypt, I believe.
He's very proud of it. He's like, I did a really good job.
Yo, you did.
He's very proud of that. So then the other thing I feel like we were. And I don't know exactly who's who because I feel like it kind of all melts together.
Yeah.
But like the collective, the consciousness was blended half in Egypt and half in Atlantis, essentially experiencing the yin and the yang.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So in Egypt,
the yin and the yang. So the dark and the light of humanity.
Okay. Yeah, I got that. So when I was, well, I just, okay. So I'm curious about Atlantis though. When I was in Atlantis, what was, if I was a slave in Egypt, then what was I in Atlantis?
My logical brain is like fighting this one.
It's okay. Was I like someone bad?
No, you were like a high priestess.
Ah. And what does that mean? What was my role? Like,
it was divine feminine and then also like very much it just feels like you're sitting on some kind of throne being adored and admired, which is not what Atlantis was about. There was not supposed to be a hierarchy.
But I created that somehow?
But you were a part of creating the hierarchy, yeah.
Because
it's like people are trying to come up to you and you're pushing them away. You're showing, no, you're not as good as me. You can't come up here.
Wow, that resonates really deeply, actually. And I'll explain why in a minute. But okay, and so can I ask, is that type of creation part of Atlantis's, what led to Atlantis's demise?
Yes, very much. Yeah.
So was I influential in some way in Atlantis's demise?
You were a piece of it, yeah.
Okay. So I took – because what I wanted to ask you and what I'm going to ask you is about the demise, because what I've heard about the destruction of Atlantis is that the power that was, you know, unlimited power, as you were talking about, got out.
Wait, don't say anything else. I want to tell you what I'm seeing.
Okay, yeah.
Someone's taking a staff.
Staff.
Thank you. Staff. And they're putting it into the ground. And when they put it into the ground, it's like a shout comes out. But when you shout, it's like destruction happens. It's so interesting. And then there's this fire, like this burning red fire that I've never seen before. It's just floating in midair. And then it's just like the other thing I see are, it feels like asteroids are just coming down and everybody's running and screaming and trying to hide. And there are children being swept up and everybody, but it was like this, what initially started it again is sitting in this temple and taking the staff and putting it into the ground and just shouting like, I am the power or something like that. And just destruction ensues.
So what does that staff represent?
He said the staff represented nothing.
Well, what does that action represent? Like, so was it
the action represents fear, anger, and in the fear, that is why the cleansing happened, because in the fear and the anger, that's when destruction happens.
And was the fear and the anger about that hierarchy that you mentioned, or what was the fear?
Yes.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. Were aliens or extraterrestrials involved in this at all?
Not as much as people like to believe.
Okay.
Because the gods with an S,
mm-hmm,
were often confused for extraterrestrials.
Okay.
There's like it's like a blend together. It's almost like a blurring.
Okay. Well, what about like the Anunnaki or whatever?
Is that... He's showing me like a tribe, but they look like ETs.
Yeah.
Like what you would imagine an ET to look like.
Did they have anything to do with this?
They had a key role in the evolution, but then they walked away when the hierarchy started.
Okay. And now quickly again about my lifetime.
He's saying we let you guys, we essentially we let you have unlimited power,
mm-hmm.
and then released the reins,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the destruction came into play, because there always wants to be a hierarchy, just like there is now.
Okay.
So go ahead with your question.
I have a personal question about like my lifetime there. So is that lifetime and that experience as being this person who created this like I'm holier than thou identity and structure, does that have to do with why part of me is so afraid to receive things or like feel too good or like feel like I'm excelling? Like, does that have anything to do with this current lifetime for me and the fears that I have about like growing and becoming someone, especially like in the spotlight?
It's your it sounds like karmatic.
Yeah. Karmic?
No. Karmic, but then there's an R word.
Repercussion?
Yes. Thank you. It's your karmatic repercussion of the situation that did take place. You were gifted unlimited power.
Okay. So.
And you abused it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in that regard, the loss that you felt was not your own loss only, but it was the collective loss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the fear comes into place.
So my question about that is, I mean, is that just something I carry with me, or is that something I can transmute?
You're transmuting it in each lifetime. In each lifetime, you've transmuted it, and it goes back to you showing me an image again of us as witches and sacrificing yourself for others.
That's what happened in the witch time, in the witch lifetime.
Yeah. So slowly but surely, like you're shifting this energy.
Okay.
But this is a big undertaking. Your soul is undertaken. So it's going to take many lifetimes to learn this.
Okay.
And to fully come into this power again.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So I have another question actually from a listener. This listener wrote in with something very interesting. Her name's Brandy. She said, "Hey there. I was so stoked to see an episode about Atlantis. I can feel this time and place in my bones. The blue, green, teal color speaks to me, as do some crystals. I had a reading by a woman who told me that I was some type of judge in Atlantis. She told me that I use my crystals and power of knowing to determine the validity in others. Here's the thing. At the time, my family and our business were going through a really trying time." So she's talking about present day in her present life. She says, "The long story condensed version, my family owns a bar in a small town of less than 400 people. We had a small police department with an evil chief. This man made several threats to our business and to individuals in my family. The village board supports this man's endeavors because of the money he brought to our village. The cop threatened one of our bartenders, telling her he'd put her in the trunk of his car and no one would hear her scream. The harassment of our bar continues. Legal battles ensue, drags out for several years. This cop had over 1,000 reserve officers for our tiny village with a pay-to-play scheme. Untrained, unofficial men with fake badges and guns. There's so much more. I should write a book. But I tell you this because the reader, like the psychic, told me that this all stems back to Atlantis. That cop hates me and my family, and he's completely unaware with amnesia. I saw through his ways in Atlantis, not granting him access or permission to something, just like I see through him today." So I don't know. I wanted to ask, were there judges?
So this is exactly what he's talking about. This is exactly the power that we, well, anyway, it doesn't matter. We manipulated and twisted, right? No one is more right or more wrong than the other.
Mm-hmm.
But we find justification damning other people due to their actions.
Right.
And then we justify that, right? Oh, this resonates with me right now. Holy shit. essentially, she is trying to find some kind of justification for her this happening, right? And what he's showing me is that this is happening not because she was a good person and he was a bad person, or he was a good person and she was a bad person, but because of the contract that's happening with them together that they haven't figured out yet. Because one of them is always so...
Wait, Ambie, you're starting to like cut out.
Can you hear me?
You're just starting to cut out. Did you move?
Yeah, I've been moving the whole time, so that shouldn't have anything. But, okay, so essentially what he said was the contract that these two souls have come into agreement with has made it to where this is their experience with each other in each lifetime. It's irrelevant who is the dammer and who's the damned.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. But because one of them is always asleep, they're not getting the lesson, they're not growing and expanding and cutting off the contract. So the contract will continue into the next life.
Okay. Interesting. Well, why is all – well, are they – what is the lesson they're supposed to learn?
That is for them to figure out, he said.
Okay.
Shit.
Damn.
Sorry.
Bop.
Sorry,
okay. Brandy. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for that clarification. Okay. Okay. So, okay. I have a couple more questions. So, will we find Atlantis?
Like, no.
We won't.
No.
No one will. So there will never be a day when scientists or geologists are like, here was Atlantis, and it, you know, we prove that it's real. No.
What he's saying is that day has already come where people have found bits and pieces and little evidence of Atlantis, and still doubt exists.
Okay.
There will never be a day where 100% of the population believes in Atlantis, and that's okay.
Right.
Because it's not for, it's faith. It's not for everyone. It's faith.
Right. Yeah. I got that. Okay. And so can you just clarify again exactly what caused the destruction of Atlantis?
Hate.
And what did...
Fear.
And fear.
And negativity. It's the same thing that causes the destruction in this current timeline.
Okay. And what physically sunk it?
He's still saying hate and fear, and he's showing me like balls of fire coming down from the sky.
So that was something they manifested?
So, yeah. So that's what I'm feeling, is that if we had the ability to teleport, we had the ability to fly, we had all of this ability, then it's definitely foreseeable that we had the ability to create fire and destruction and chaos.
Okay. And
so we were the demise of Atlantis.
Right. We did it to ourselves.
Yep.
Okay. So what are, and I know you've probably already gone over this, but what are the top takeaway? What are the top things that we can learn from the entirety of the Atlantis experiment or whatever it was?
You need to ease into your knowing, ease into your power. If it all comes at once, it's too much. It becomes overwhelming, and that's when destruction happens.
Mm.
And he's showing me it almost looks like someone getting electrocuted, but liking it, but enjoying the process of being electrocuted, if that makes sense.
Like being overwhelmed.
Being overwhelmed, yeah. But realizing, like, you have all of this power and just, like, drunk with power. The takeaway, the thing that we want people to know that they haven't yet found is that you have the ability to create and you have the ability to destroy. And it wasn't our decision to start over. Like, I think he's, when he says ours, I think he means like the gods or whatever. Wasn't their decision to start over, but that he's wiping the slate clean and then creating new. And when the new creation happened, it was like, we're not going to show them all they're capable of just yet.
Right. That's what I was saying in the first episode, how that's what I learned is that, like, that was like we were at our we were at the top with our power. We could do anything. And after that was destroyed, this was started again, and we were started at a much lower level with much less ability and power to learn again, to learn again, right?
To learn how to grow with each other instead of fighting with each other. He said the message is always love. That will never change.
Okay.
And he's saying every entity that comes forward, the message is love.
Yeah. Like, when are we going to get it? Okay. Well, how do you feel about this podcast, Thoth?
I'm so sorry. He says, if it brings you joy, then do it. If it makes you happy, then do it.
Cool. It does. But I was just asking, see, these are the questions when I ask these, I feel so silly because it's like, it just, but like, I'm asking, like, what can we do with this podcast that can, is there something that we could do with this podcast that we're not doing that could help teach people the things that you're talking about?
Continue on the way that we're doing. Just continue with it.
Okay.
But what he's saying is that your job is not, it's interesting. He's saying not every person on this planet will become aware.
Yeah.
And that's okay, right? Yeah. But that don't get too caught up in the masses and too caught up in the, where to grow and how to do it and pushing and the factory machine of it. Like, he's showing me a factory machine,
yeah,
essentially, and like just going and going and just creating these like carbon copies of everything.
Yeah. I like that. That's true. Because it feels like the more we try to, like, you know, anytime I get into the mindset of like, we got to keep up or we got to expand or we got to do this. While it's great to like set goals and then achieve them, I'm learning because I didn't used to do that either. And I'm starting to do that. And it feels really good. It's like the more I personally feel like, oh, we gotta whatever. It takes me so far away of the feeling of doing this. And it like leads to unhappiness for myself, yeah, at least.
Definitely.
Okay. Ambi, do you have any questions?
No, I think I answered all of them.
Great. Yeah.
I feel like I got a lot of information from, yeah, I answered, I don't know.
Yeah.
I answered all of them.
Okay, cool. No, that was,
I'm tired.
Yeah. No, we're done. That was like very comprehensive. Well, tell him thank you. And that was like very, that I like have no more questions. So that's great. Awesome. So hopefully you guys enjoy this as much as we did. There's, yeah, just a lot of information and nuggets in here. I like almost feel like I'm going to have to listen to this one again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to definitely listen to this again.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Also, one last thing, our Chrysalis Transformational Retreat is coming up November 16th to 18th. We have a few spots left now. We just had two more people sign up the other day. And so if you are thinking about coming, definitely make sure you get a ticket. The link will be in the show notes as well. And you can always reach out to us with questions. But other than that, happy Halloween, everybody. Mwahaha. And
happy Halloween.
We love you so much.
Bye.
Bye. If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.